Oh, we need a little inconvenient enlightenment again. Satan does not make you do anything. He did not make Adam and Eve eat of the forbidden fruit in the garden. He just sidled up and questioned what they thought they knew. And here comes the inconvenient enlightenment. Satan is allowed to tempt you and test you. It's his job. He reveals, highlights the things in you that need to change. He's God's sheepdog nipping at your heels. If he wasn't, you'd never know how much you needed to change, would you? You need temptation. It has a purpose. God knows what needs to change. It's you who don't realise what needs to change. The purpose of temptation is to reveal your weaknesses and flaws and what the Holy Spirit wants to kiss and change next. Cool. We really will have to rethink the way we perceive every situation and circumstances, not just some, as we learn how to live this kingdom lifestyle. Nothing of the old nature fits the kingdom. Light cannot cohabit with darkness, and we cannot use it to excuse our sin because we have a new one, a nature, new nature that is. We must take responsibility for our own growth and development, and that will mean for some of us that we have some growing to do, fast. No more excuses or justifications. You are responsible for your own spiritual growth, no one else. God is the architect and builder of your faith, but you have to have control over whether you react or respond, grow or stagnate. He made you a moral being with the power to choose. Oh boy, choices. I didn't think we'd go far before we bumped up against that one again.